I have some individuals here that are repeat offenders under Regulation 4 VAC 20-270-58.
Who's first?
The first would be Mr. Joseph Keith Forrest. I received a phone call from Mr. Forrest this morning. He is ill with the flu and requests that his hearing be held next month.
Motion to continue. The motion made by Mr. Fox to continue to the November meeting is our second. Second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Continue to November meeting.
Second individual is Mr. Eugene Nettles.
Mr. Nettles? Mr. Nettles, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self to God. Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. Nettles received two summonses for crabbing. One was for commercially taking and possessing for sale uncooled nailed hard crabs. And the second summons was commercial crabbing outside of the regulated time limit. Mr. Nettles, he appeared in court and was found guilty, and that was in York County General District Court. Recommendation is 12 months probation starting in April.
Mr. Nettles, you have anything to say?
Well, I was aware of the time limit. I'm guilty of the small crab, but time limit, I didn't know it changed.
Okay. Well, the problem is that the court has convicted you of the violation. That's a reason. It's not an excuse. And you are being placed on it. How's his record been?
These are the only summonses we can find on his record.
12 months probation starting April 1st. Staff recommendation?
Yes, sir.
Matters before the commission.
So moved.
Motion made by Mr. Hollins, our second.
Second.
Second by Dr. McConaughey. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Mills, all you have to do is not get tickets. You'll be fine. Okay? Just, and you know the time limit, snap not. Call the Marine Police Officer. Call down here. We'll be glad to give you anything you need.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Who's next, Colonel Rhodes?
Next will be Mr. Freddie Klein Pruitt, Jr.
Mr. Pruitt. Freddie Pruitt. No, ma'am. Not at the present time. You can add anything, but he's here, and unless he cannot speak.
He's a little nervous, and this is pretty important.
Right, well, you can help him out. Both of you, please. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, help you God. Mr. Pruitt? Yeah, you need to acknowledge Mr. Pruitt? Say yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's fine. Thanks.
Mr. Pruitt has received two summonses since June 1st. Both of them were for obstructed call rings. And prior to June 1st, he received a summons back last September for uncalled crabs. But it does not come under this current regulation that we are dealing with.
Okay. Just the first two?
Yes, sir. And let's see, Mr. Pruitt, he was present in court one of them, the first one, the one last year, he was not in court. The second two, he appeared in court and was found guilty.
Okay. Mr. Pruitt and Ms. Pruitt.
I'd like to add, when we did go to court, the judge, when my husband pleaded for leniency of the court, his fines were reduced significantly after my husband explained to him what was going on with his engine and everything else in the weeks prior between the first ticket and the second ticket.
I guess the question I've got is, what were the violations? One was obstructed call ring?
Both were obstructed call rings.
Well, I said my motor, you know, I was having trouble with the motor, and when I got out again, I was open a few a day, and they just balled them up, weren't open, you know.
During the time, can I?
Yeah, absolutely.
During the time after the first ticket, from the first ticket to the second ticket, my husband had numerous problems with his engine. They put on a new water pump, they replaced hoses, and come to find out all along it was a cracked head. So he had to replace the head. And what wound up happening was he would go out a day, he was opening call rings as he was going out, he went out a day, then the next day he wasn't able to go out because of the engine problem. So he would go out a day, then he would come in, and this was over the course of a month before they finally figured out what the problem was and the engine was cracked. because he would go out, he would actually work for a day, he wouldn't actually be able to put in a whole day, and during the time he was also having to take off several days because of his mother being in the hospital.
Okay. Colonel Rose?
His first summons on a call ring was August 18th of 08, and his second violation was September 13th of 08.
September the 13th was the Saturday, which was the first day he went out, having been in the dock for some reason.
Help me out with that period of time. What was the regulation in place at the time as far as the call ring was concerned? As far as
he had to have four call rings
unobstructed.
Unobstructed.
The entire time frame?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fox.
Are the call rings obstructed or are the call rings just not present?
Is it not? Well,
they were on the pot.
They were on the pot?
It was on the crab pot.
Okay.
But the small one and the other one over top, over there. The two was open.
Colonel, does it say any notation on the officer summons as to what was obstructed by? Or Mr. Pruitt, maybe you can tell me, how were they obstructed? With wire? All the way across the entire amount?
Well, the wire was cut.
The wire was cut, but it just wasn't one of those things where he just hadn't opened them all completely. They were open, they were not open completely.
How's his record?
He has a good record, but he did receive a summons September of 07 for uncalled crabs.
Let me just make one comment out then, Ernie, if you would. But this regulation, it's one part of the regulation. I mean, in order for these regulations that are difficult at best, that we've discussed this afternoon and heard a lot of, for them to be effective, people have to abide by them, and obstructing the call rings is kind of problematic, but at the same time, I'm open to.
Well, I'd like to add, too, mm-hmm. It's not like at the beginning of crabbing season that all four call rings have to be open. The second set of call rings don't have to be open. I'm not sure of the exact date, but, you know, it's one of those things, too. He had in the course of that month to 5 weeks, however long it was about 5 weeks, he had approximately $6,000 worth of engine bills. And as Mr. Bowden will attest to, those guys don't let you leave with your boat until you have paid them. So he was trying to pay all those bills. At the same time, he was going out. He would work an hour. He'd have to come in because his engine was overheating. So the pots were out there. They were obstructed. He was trying to get them open after his first ticket. And, yeah, it is a matter of he was caught, you know, and he was doing his best to get it fixed. And his first day out after the engine had been repaired was when he was nailed.
So, well, I feel better there weren't tongue depressors on him like we've had some cases.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bowden.
I don't know Mr. Pruitt, but I know where he ties his boat up, and Sam Swift has to be a good friend of mine, and so J.R. Smullen, and I know. I talked to him daily, and they were telling me all the trouble he was having with his engine, and the fact that they had a very poor crab season because they couldn't sell, and then finally they could, and then he had all that trouble, and if that comes in the time frame, why these pots were left there, like she explained. I'll tell you, my suggestion would be we do not put them on probation this time, but don't come back with the same kind of problem. You know, the undersized uncalled crabs, it's not pertinent to this, but it's something that's pretty commonplace.
I understand. But, like I said, the obstructed call rings I have an issue with, but I do understand where you're coming from. Matters before the commission. And we won't hold the last thing.
I move at this time we do not put them on probation because this is the first year that two strikes you're out instead of three. But make sure you don't come back for these kind of problems.
Second to the motion.
Second
by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Thank you. And you did a good job earlier, ma'am.
I could appreciate it. I wasn't there today. Thank you very much.
Colonel?
Next will be Mr. Jackie Lee West.
Mr. West. And Colonel, we're going to address that gentleman in the blue hat as well, the one he's got an issue, the one with that had the call.
Yeah, okay. We'll get him.
Mr. West, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self you God. Proceed, Colonel.
Mr. West has three convictions since June 1 of 2008. First of being setting crab pots without required coal rings. Second summons is setting crab pots with coal rings obstructed. And third summons was fish crab pots before legal time. The recommendation is 12-month suspension of license starting April 1.
Mr. West?
Yes, the first time with the crab pots, so I was crabbing and mobbed it, and he'd find the pots and yelp rubble. He bought me, said, "Your pot?" I said, "Yes, they're my pot." And after he gave me the pot, he'd let me a ticket.
Okay.
I decided I didn't know anything yelp rubble. I'd have fixed them, but that's the law just come out for put full call ring in. And then pops, it was in my line, but he took them out, I mobbed it and put them in yelp rubble. I didn't know what they had. I know them, I'd have fixed them, so I didn't know.
Okay, what about the other two?
Well, I was saying, it was just put the crab pot. The crab pots were all the same thing. But the other one, if it's going too early in the morning, I was guilty on that charge. I went at 4 o'clock to go to work.
4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
What time was legal crabbing at that time, Carl?
6. So, sometimes you got set pots.
Yeah, I know. Matters before the commission. 12. How's his record?
I don't have any prior convictions within 12 months.
Matters before the commission. I think 12 months right off the bat, that's a year right off the bat. And I know we've got to take these crab regulations very seriously from compliance, but 12 months is a little tough. But at the same time, it matters before the commission.
Mr. You say he doesn't have a fairly clean record outside of these convictions.
No. Okay, go ahead.
I would move that we would put him on probation for 12 months, and any subsequent violation, we would enforce the probation, revoke the probation and take his license.
For how long?
For the 1 year.
When do you want to start the probation?
April 1st.
April 1st. Okay.
Second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No, Mr. West, just a minute. This commission has been at times accused of being less than strict on violators. Regulations are tough now, we understand that, but at the same time, you don't get a ticket to talking to at the same time, that's why you get to talking to now. If you come back again, gone for a year. Understood? Have a great day. Thank you.
Next, we have Mr. Richard Lee Green.
Green.
L. Green, who received a summons in the Rappahannock River for possession of uncoiled oysters. He was using this cold stick, which was issued by repletion, and there's an issue with it.
What's the issue?
The issue is that it's too short. It's not calibrated.
It's not. Okay, well, it's basically... Let me say exactly how it is. It's a guide. It's not designed to be a specific one, but at the same time, if we're issuing them, I think the expectation could be that it should be the correct size. How many of them are out there?
I have no idea. It's quite a few.
Mr. Green, right? Have you been sworn? Solemnly swear testimony you're about to give me the truth, whole truth, and none but the truth, so have you got.
And I don't try to do nothing to break no law. I didn't know I had no small ones.
Okay.
I got the ticket at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
I come home and I was upset about it. I showed it to my wife. She takes the checkbook out and she writes the ticket right off there. In 2 hours after I got the ticket, it was in the mail. I go back to work the next morning and the boys looked at me and said, "Richard, you're sticking 3 inches to start with." I said, "You ain't paid no ticket yet." I said, "Yeah, I've paid my ticket. The time I get a ticket, my wife, the time we get a bill, she sends it right to that side."
How long is the...
It's about 2 7/8 or 2 15/16.
It's close, but no. Okay.
Depends on the way you measure it. He still has time to appear in court. The court case until November 12th, I believe it is.
Yeah, you go back. You go to court now and plead not guilty if you want to.
I will. I hate to get charged on me.
The testimony is from the officer that the tool used is not accurate. I think, quite honestly, the officer ought to go in and tell the court that the tool that he used wasn't quite right either. People make mistakes.
Yeah.
The worst mistake is when you continue a mistake.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
No.
Matters before the commission.
Move to dismiss the...
Okay.
Motion made by Mr. Schick, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Jim, is Jim here? Still here?
No. Yeah, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry. Those tools, if they're out there, maybe we should put a note out or something if they that they're specifically got.
On the rule of your measurement.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Next is Mr. Christopher Newman.
That makes any sense.
Mr. Newman received a summons in the Rappahannock River for hand scraping after hours. He was summonsed at 1:50, and I believe the rock closed at 1 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Raise your right hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. What happened?
I just have to work out the hours. I mean, and I didn't know. Last year that I'd done it, it was 2 o'clock was the cutoff. And this year, it was 1 o'clock, and I didn't know.
Are you saying that you didn't intentionally work after hours? What's his record like?
His clean record.
What's staff recommendation?
I recommend it. We give his permit and license back.
Matters before the commission.
Move that we return his license and permit.
Second
by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Yeah. And the last one is Mr. Curtis Edwards, and I don't know that he's here.
Mr. Edwards? He is. He comes. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, none but the truth, help you God. Proceed.
See, on October 16th, I believe it is, 08, Mr. Edwards received a summons for uncalled oysters. And let's see, the court date is November 19th, so
Sir,
hand over
by the mic.
Okay. So I think it's the same reason there. This is short. And if you put an undersized oyster there, it won't fit.
What we'll really be interested to know, we're going to do the same thing with you, I think. But what I'd like to know, Colonel, is on these two cases, I want the officer, I'd like to know from the officer exactly what the coal was. I mean, if we're talking, you know, down the ones that were undersized by a 16th of an inch, and he had the amount necessary for a violation, they were all 16th of an inch, that's one thing. If they were half inch and things like that, and they've come before the commission and saying that's the reason, that isn't the reason, okay? But we've got, I think it's very important to, you know, to trust first and then investigate after that.
Commissioner, I've asked some questions up there about the oysters, and I've been told that there are a lot of oysters right over or right under legal size.
Matters before the commission.
Move to dismiss them.
Motion made by Mr. Schick to dismiss, second by Mr. Holland. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. You can give that to Colonel Rhodes. You don't need that anymore. Thank you.
Mr. Commissioner, I didn't quite understand about the, depending on which ruler you use as far as the measurements on these.
I didn't either. I kind of just went right on by.
But I think if we send out a letter, you know, saying that these are guides, to please take a U.S. standard ruler.
Well, Mr. Schick, all of our gauges are calibrated to 0.03 thousandths of an inch. These were not calibrated at all.
Right.
They were just cut. They were made by the repletion department. And Mr. Wesson or Dr. Wesson can explain why they were made.
Well, they were done at a machine shop, and he was given that amount. And by his ruler, it's 3. I mean, he had a micrometer, and it shows 3. So.
Okay. All the other things.
Okay.